All right. What's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I am your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
We are the Mighty McFadden.
Mighty McFadden. You crack me up. You sound like the Mighty Ducks or something. Because we make fun of that particular part, like introducing ourselves, because
yes,
back down memory lane, the name of this podcast, the name of this episode for the podcast, on the Way That I Love You podcast, right? So the episode today is called Back Down Memory Lane, right? And before we get into it, because I know he's going to say that this is our episode 15,
season one finale.
But let me tell you why we make fun of our name. Because one day Will and I were doing a show, and we were in West Philly. We're doing a show, and we're part of this part of the lineup. And there was an older gentleman, really, really funny. He was a good host.
Yes.
And so, you know, Will at that time was going by the minister.
Yes.
And so he was calling us out, and we were singing our song,
Give me the strength
to make it. If you want to, you can
check that out. Google the minister, is THAMINISTA, and the name of the song is Give me the strength.
So Will is, you know, he's rhyming on it, rapping on it, and I'm singing the hook, right? And so he says, introducing the mighty, well, he said, no. The McFadden duo.
Yo, that joint had me tripping.
Like we were in show tunes or something. Like,
we was a circus act. My man, it was like, and now, without further ado, coming to the stage. The flying high trapeze artist, on the microphone, the lyricist and the vocalist, the McFadden duo.
Yo, I was like, what? So hence the reason why when we come on the show, we're like always playing around with our name, and which is so hilarious to us. And this episode is called Back Down Memory Lane.
Yes.
And so we're going to just take you back to some things that we've kind of reminisced through our life together.
Uh-huh.
And, that's really, really funny. And some that's not funny.
Uh-huh.
And once again, I'm super excited, baby, to be on the show with you. I'm super excited to be side by side teaming up with my best friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo.
I love you.
I'm excited. I love you too, baby. And you looking real good to me right now.
And you look mighty good to me.
So, like my wife said, episode 15, Back Down Memory Lane, season one finale. Without God, none of this would be possible. So we want to give it up to him for even allowing us to have a full season on the books.
Yes, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Thank you for helping us to be consistent, for being consistent in our life and helping us to be consistent with this podcast. We thank everyone out there for the consistency of love. Yes, and support. And the Way That I Love You, the name is just a genuine name.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I love you, the way that you love me, and the way that you are loving on us, you know, it's, this podcast cannot, you know, grow without everyone being involved.
Amen to that. And like you said, the Way That I Love You came from a song that you wrote and sung and that I produced, which is the actual song that you guys hear on the intro and the tail end of the podcast. The song was recorded some years ago, and my wife, just with her vision and brilliance, went back and said, hey, if we're going to do this, this is what it should be called.
Yes.
And it was just...
It was easy. It was easy, you know, because it's just easy. The Way That I Love You came, it was birthed a long, long time ago.
Yep. Had no clue it was going to turn into this.
Yes. We recorded it in our two-bedroom, we had a two-bedroom townhouse. And we had kids. We had, at this time, our children are very small.
Uh-huh.
And I think the boys were like teenagers, and Isis had to be about six.
Yeah.
Was Isaiah a baby? Isaiah was a baby.
Yep.
And so we're recording, and the door is swinging back and forth, back and forth. Kids are in and out. We're in the living room. We have the mic, and we use. Remember, we used to use the entertainment booth. Center.
Yeah, our vocal booth was a shelf on the wall entertainment center. Like, it was a shelf that we stuck the mic in. And
we had to put our face all the way
into it so we could get that soundproof effect. And you wouldn't believe, like, that album, My Testimony, that we recorded in our house was done in that two-bedroom
maybe
townhouse.
One or two things were done. Shout out to Baradox.
Oh, yeah.
Because you went there and did.
Yeah, Baradox went there. We did Praise Pistols.
Yeah.
And then rest in peace to my Uncle Jose.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded Give Me the Strength at their house.
At their house.
Shout out to the Bakers.
But everything else was in our living room on the entertainment center. Yes. Face
inside the shelf.
Inside
though.
The shelf.
Killing it. With the kids in the background.
And mostly all of our recordings was like that.
Yes.
And we would lock the door.
Yep.
So the kids couldn't come. And then sometime you would hear like knock, knock, knock.
Like little knocks. But the crazy thing is, like, it blended in with the track. So it was super dope. Like, even the one song that we did in Isaiah was on it.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, Daddy.
So, you know, back down memory lane is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I think it tackles our life, how we love, in general, our family, mm-hmm. our children, who just, you know, okay, guys, we have 5 kids.
Yes.
We are a blended family.
Yeah.
We've been blended since the kids were, I think Terrell and Will were 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, they were 2 going on 3.
And Taz was 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then we created 2 little beautiful princesses together. We have Queens in training.
Oh, yeah, she's a young queen now.
Yeah. And so we have inherited our niece, who's also our daughter. And, you know, and now we have 6 children.
Yes, we are the Brady Bunch.
We definitely are, because if you put...
It's 3 boys and 3 girls. Yep.
And shout out to our children.
Yes.
We love you. We thank you for your support. Our kids, they try to support us. And uh-huh. they're like one of our sons, Taz, he's like, Mom, I'm trying to listen to you and Pops, but I'm not going to be able to listen to you completely because y'all nasty.
Too freaky for me. I can't listen to my parents be freaky on a podcast.
So just the memory lane, we've had good times.
Mm-hmm.
We have some not so great times, and I won't say bad times because, you know, the not so good times are for always been lessons to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Within our marriage and within our times of raising our children.
Yes.
And then you create this. I have a podcast that I was starting called Moms Laugh to Keep from Crying.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's totally about your children and how they, because raising small kids,
yes,
that's icing on the cake. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Raising teenagers going into adulthood, not just little teen, not teenagers, not 13, 14, you know, and everyone's different.
Yeah, definitely.
So but raising those boys, and as they growing into adulthood, let me tell you, moms laugh to keep from crying, because there's some things that we go through as parents, and we're going through them together because we're both young,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're going through this together. It's our first time raising boys together, and, you know, he's a very calm person, and I'm a, ooh, say that one more time.
Yeah, I'm one of those patient people that
a patient parent.
You do not want to get me to the to the point of
Right. So, and I'm more so, listen, I'm nice, then I'm like the Sour Patch. Right? So, but regardless, we still loving on our kids, very understanding parents, but there's moments in parenthood, and you all may know, that you just cry sometime. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with the theory of mom's laugh to keep from crying. And you look back on the certain things of your children's life, and then you be like, this fool. Like, you know what I mean? You start cracking up. You be like, I don't believe they did that. And every moment to every parent out there, this too shall pass.
Right.
Things are not always what it's going to be in that moment. You're going to sit back. You're going to laugh. I mean, our boys have done some things and that we've been like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. And but we laugh about it later in life, you know. Yes. Shout out to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, that keeps us grounded and keeps us, so we can laugh, right?
Yes, so we can. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Back down memory lane, shout out to our children. We love you no matter where you are and what stage you are in your life. We continue to love you and press excellence in your life because we believe in you. We know you are great. So we have wonderful children.
Beautiful children.
They all have their five fingers and, ten fingers and ten toes. We have two beautiful grandchildren.
Yes, we do.
And so, you know, we're blessed.
We're blessed. We're blessed. I was just about to say that, just straight up, that we're blessed.
Yes.
We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. And we're thankful.
So back down memory lane, before we go a little bit farther down.
Uh-huh.
So this morning, you all, I made coffee for Will and I. And, you know, because he likes his coffee hot.
I like my coffee hot, which was in season 1, episode 8 and episode 9. Y'all got to check those out.
Yes.
They're definitely juicy topics.
Yes. Two different topics, but it kind of like, you know. All right, so we're speaking about coffee going down memory lane.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this morning. And it's not that far behind, so I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like not that far behind, meaning this morning.
This morning. So every time we do the podcast, we'll come downstairs and make a cup of coffee. And we'll set it up. And I looked over and he has finished his coffee without me, y'all. I said, well, my goodness. And you couldn't wait for me?
I was like, man, look, she tell y'all to make it seem like I'm the bad guy in the story. But the true story that happened, we made the coffee, got it ready, and her sister, shout out to my sister-in-law, Dacia, and her company, Simple Setups. Check it out, simplesetups.org.
Mm-hmm.
Did an event, and we were the ones who helped. Attended the event and actually helped.
Well, she was there too, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did show up. And then, you know, we helped her with the packing and everything, and we brought some supplies back to us to kind of like lighten her load.
Because it was a family affair.
And give her, you know what I mean, give her some reprieve. And she called this morning and she inquired about the rest of the supplies. And so that turned into our setup time. When I'm like, all right, we got this coffee hot, and nobody, far as I know, likes to reheat coffee in the microwave unless you know you just gotta have your coffee. But that's not like having your coffee hot.
It's not like having your coffee hot.
You know what I mean?
So I'll give him a pass because he had the coffee that you sip on, you know.
Yes.
So it's all right.
So it was like our sip and conversation.
It was our sip and conversation. And we usually do that because, you know, even though we have our coffee hot so we can get in the mood of, you know, coming to you all. We romanticize this thing when we sit down.
Oh, yeah.
And we might light a candle.
Uh-huh.
We get the mood just right. So
it's called foreplay, people.
And I love foreplay, you know. I love for the mood just to be just right. I love for you to take your time and kind of, you know, put us in a mood. And, you know, not just you, you know, it's a two-way street, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just to do that thing there. And kind of like, you know, how we do with the sexting.
Yes. and the sexton, which was episode 11.
Who jump sexton on it, who? Y'all. Jump up on it if you haven't listened to it.
Definitely jump on it. And just going back down memory lane just reminds me of that sexton episode.
And the importance of it.
Mm-hmm. And I remember sexting you one day. Matter of fact, it was this past week, and I was sexting you about lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the first day things were super busy.
Yeah,
we getting ready. So,
but he was consistent. I couldn't go out with him, but he was consistent.
Yes.
After the first day, he did not stop.
I did not stop. I came back day two. Bang! What's up with lunch, baby? I'm trying to take you somewhere and get some delicious food and some delicious conversation.
Yes. So I did. I showed up and, you know, we look good together.
Oh, yes.
And that's the importance of sexting. See, these things that we kind of like talk about on our show, it's not just that, like we tell you all the time, we're actually doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're important to keep the marriage going, because this is what the podcast is all about.
Yeah.
We're not just a podcast. We are a what, baby?
We are a hot, sexy marriage podcast.
And we're talking about what?
We're talking about marriage and everything that entails it, life's ups and downs, and we give it to you through our perspective.
And if it doesn't apply to you, you can just put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else. But if it do, do the work, baby.
And apply it.
And so the things that we talk about, the sexting and mm-hmm. the romantic setups and stuff like that, that I like my coffee hot on the episode 8 and 9
mm-hmm.
of The Bedroom Is Not Defiled.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? It was The Bedroom Not Defiled and I Like My Coffee Hot. Part one was actually talking about getting in the mood. Like you said, the setup of it all, getting in the mood of it. And so these are the importance of the things that you have to do in the marriage to keep it going. Because like in the beginning, we told you we have 6 kids.
Yes.
And 2 grandchildren.
So you know the coffee was always hot.
Well, the coffee had to continue to be hot because the kids can kind of, you know, down and water it down, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
definitely. But you have to constantly kind of do the work. And so that's the encouragement of those things. So I thank you, baby. You always putting in that work.
Yo, I have to.
Work.
Like, you know how we talk about, you say putting in work. It's that whole 30-day rule comes into play. That was episode 2 of this season 1, the 30-day rule, doing things like the sexting and every 30 days relearning your spouse and getting to know something or do something different, you know what I mean?
So the thought of that brought me to, I don't know if anyone out there, if you haven't listened to our Thursday Night Live on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
We have a lot of hot couples, like really good topics and all. This Thursday, we had the Joneses, Randy and Nicole Joneses. We had 2 Joneses.
Yes, yeah.
But they were talking about we had quarantine love. That was the title of the episode for this Thursday that just passed
mm-hmm.
on YouTube and Facebook. So check it out, y'all. Go
yes.
to The Way That I Love You podcast on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in better yet, you can just go to our website at www.thewaythatiloveyou.live. Click on
Thursday Live tab.
Your Thursday Night Live link, the tab mm-hmm. at the top. And you can see all of the episodes, so check those out. But let's talk about the one on Thursday.
Yes.
Because we're in the, you just mentioned talking about
the 30-day rule. Yeah.
They talked about, the episode was about quarantine love
mm-hmm.
and how it was difficult during this quarantine time when the lockdown happened.
Yes.
All over the world. And y'all all can feel that, right?
Yeah.
And you had to be locked in the house with your spouse and locked in the house with your children and baby. Some of us, you know, was about ready to lose our mind.
Yes.
In the beginning, you and I was like, ooh, this is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think like some of the other people like, ooh, this is fun. And so like Randy and Nicole was talking about like how after a while it became a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot and a lot with the spouse. And they, you know, they kind of like almost didn't know if they were going to make it within their marriage. And so maybe a lot of you are out there thinking the same thing, feeling mm-hmm. the same way. And that was the reason why we did this podcast, because of situations like that.
Yes.
We wanted to really say, hey, let's show people the work that we do. And we're not perfect.
Right.
You know, we're not therapists or any kind of doctors or whatever. We just two people that love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just showing you how we do life together.
Yeah.
And that's where the thing comes. Like, if it applies to you, you know, use it. If not,
right,
put it in your back pocket and give it to someone else. But we knew that there was a need, especially in the moment of the quarantine.
Yes.
And so Randy and Nicole, shout out to them, because they're doing the work.
They're doing the work.
And yeah. they have done the work, and mm-hmm. they're continuing to do it.
Yep.
And they say they listen to the podcast, and it kind of inspired them, that 30-day rule,
mm-hmm.
Talking about we're different every 30 days and recognizing that you're not the same person. So if I'm not the same person on a regular 30 days, I know I'm not the same person during quarantine, during yeah. the lockdown.
And it's like, it's good because, like you said, with our Thursday Night Live segments where we have guests and we talk about certain topics like that, it's good to have that for people to see
mm-hmm.
that, hey, you're not in it alone. And you always say, babe, you talk about marriage as a community, and we're forming a community of thriving marriages. Even though we go through, we still thrive. Some people may not know how to navigate through tough times, and we are having this platform to be able to showcase that and encourage that and promote that, especially in the Black community, like Black love, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's definitely exciting. I love doing this with you, and I love your energy that you bring to the table with it. But definitely, y'all, the Way That I Love You podcast, Thursday Night Live, and the Sunday episodes at 3
yes.
every Sunday, and then every Thursday, the Thursday Night Live. Continue to jump on board, support. We love you. We can't say it enough. We are global, and we give shout out to our global listening audience
mm-hmm.
and just dive into everything that we are putting out there, and give us your feedback too.
Yes. Most important, we need you right now. We need you to go to YouTube. We need you to go to the Way That I Love You podcast on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Do this right now. So, and then you want to click on the Way That I Love You. You'll see Will and I picture. You want to click on that. You got it. You want to push the button to the subscribe button, and you want to ring that bell, baby.
Yes.
Yes. Ring that bell. Now, for those that do not have a YouTube, you still can find us on YouTube. But now we want you to go to Spotify, and we want you to go to Apple.
Yes.
And we want you to download our
episodes. Yep.
Subscribe and follow. And then we want you to write a review. We want to hear from you. This is very, very important. And after you do all of that, we want you to share it, please. Please yes. share it.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to share, not just so for us. It's important to share so you can be a part of the community that helps thrive in marriages. We are the instruments, right,
yes.
that help each other. And this is how we help each other. We yep. help each other by giving each other good information, good top content to keep our community growing.
Yeah, and keep our marriages strong.
Yes.
So you do play a key part in this. Like, this is your contribution to building the community.
Mm-hmm. The community of marriage, the community of love, the community of family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We thank you.
We thank you. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, baby, once again, season 1, the finale, episode 15,
mm-hmm.
Back Down Memory Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to us. Cheers to our audience.
And get your empty cup so we can clink it.
Here we go. I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby. And you know what, baby? What I also love? I love how the seasons is changing.
Yes.
And allows us to go into a whole new season, a whole new, you know, embarkment on a new journey. For, like, the leaves are coming down, the weather's changing. I love autumn.
I love fall. I love when the weather's changing. And so when the weather's changed, we change, and we can reflect on a different topic.
Yes.
for the segments
for the new season.
For the new season, yeah. For season two. And that season, everyone, will be Why Did I Get Married?
Why Did I Get Married?
We're going to have a whole journey on Why Did I Get Married?
Yes.
We're going to have seminars. We're going to have
workshops.
We're going to have just different things.
Yeah,
so y'all
different
stay
events.
Tuned, different events. So stay tuned. We love you.
Stay tuned. Season two.
Season two.
Why Did I Get Married? This is a season that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss none of them, but this is going to be the bomb. This is where things is really going to be good for all of us.
So once again, baby, I love you.
I love you too.
And I thank you for keeping my coffee hot.
Thank you for letting me keep it hot and drinking it all.
See you.
All right, y'all. See y'all next week.